Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro, and welcome to the Eagles update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. What was supposed to be an ordinary Chip Kelly press conference became a whole lot more than that. When the team announced on Monday that it had reached contract terms with quarterback Michael Vick, a restructured deal that keeps him in Philadelphia in 2013, but that does not guarantee him a starting job, as Coach Kelly explains.
You know, there's an open competition. Michael knows that. Nick knows that. You know, Nick knew every step of the way what we were doing. I specifically wanted to make sure Nick was included in the plans. And I think both of them are outstanding qualities in terms of being quarterbacks in this league. Both of them have started in this league. So I also know in this league you better have two. So I'm excited about the two of them. But they're both going to compete. And who the starting quarterback is to start the season off is going to be one on the practice field.
Kelly had positive things to say about both Michael Vick and Nick Foles, who at this point are the two leaders in the clubhouse for the starting job in 2013.
I don't think what we do offensively it can be just said in one or two words, that we're either this or we're this. You know, we're an equal opportunity scoring operation. You know, and whether we run the ball over the goal line or throw the ball over the goal line really doesn't bother me. It's how do we move the football. And there's been games where we've had to throw it in our league 50 times. There's been games where we have to run it 50 times. I think you need to be built for the long haul. You know, and I think there's a skill set that Nick has that really excites me about him. You know, and I had the opportunity to see him up close and personal for 3 years, and I know what he can do. And so I'm excited to work with him. And I think we've got an older quarterback in Michael, who's 32 now, and got a younger guy in Nick, who's going into his second year. And I think it's the ideal situation for us moving forward this season.
Monday was also a time to introduce and get a chance to learn just a little bit about the coaching staff that Kelly has hired. We talked with Pat Shurmur, who spent 10 years in Philadelphia under Andy Reid, then went to St. Louis as an offensive coordinator, to Cleveland as a head coach. Now he's back to Philadelphia as the offensive coordinator, and he likes the pieces he has in place with the Eagles.
I've always felt like football has become very homogenous. Everybody's got curl flat and four verticals in their offense. They decide what they want to do running the ball, whether it's run zone plays or gap schemes. And so in some ways we've all become homogenous, and then you use the players that you have to the best of your ability. There was a time around here when we first came to Philadelphia where we didn't throw the ball down the field. Then right. You get explosive receivers like Macklin and Deshaun and guys where you can do that, then you do it more.
Mm-hmm.
The last two places I was, we didn't have those explosive guys until really the last part of my years in Cleveland. And so you try to do what you can to move the football and score points. And, you know, as you add explosive, dynamic players to your roster, then you can do more things.
Running the defense is Bill Davis, who will not commit to playing either a 3-4 defense or a 4-3, instead saying the Eagles will do what it takes to get the defense off the field.
We are married to getting the best 11 on the field aligned in a configuration that gives us the best chance to win, and that's what we as a staff are putting together right now. We're building a Philadelphia Eagle playbook defensively and a defensive scheme that is teachable and flexible to where no matter what happens to us, injury or whoever is on our roster, we can maximize that talent and keep the points allowed down.
We took a national perspective at what the Vic deal means for the Eagles and the salary cap moving forward. Adam Kaplan provides that view.
The good thing is now they're over $20 million in cap space. After cutting Demetrius Bell, restructure Michael Vick's contract, they could pretty much do whatever they want. They have to look at Nnamdi Asuwon's cap number. They've got to reduce that at the very least. If he wants to come back, they could obviously knock that down. They have a couple other players that they have to take a look at. A couple of them have roster bonuses. The bottom line is the Eagles, should they choose, could be very, very heavily involved in free agency. But you got to be careful. You can't build your roster through free agency.
Your opinion of the deal with Michael Vick and how you see, Adam, this quarterback situation?
I think it's a fair one. I think it's very clear. Competition is open at quarterback. Obviously with Vick and Nick Foles, as long as he's on the roster. Nick Foles right now is on the roster. We'll see what happens past the draft and so forth. And I would not rule out them adding a quarterback in the draft.
Okay. So the Eagles with Michael Vick, with Nick Foles, some have said, well, this is not a good sign for Nick Foles. Your opinion of that?
You know what? If Chip Kelly wants to run his system with a running quarterback, and we know Michael Vick is that guy, but if he wants the quarterback running 6, 8, 10 times, I don't see how that is a great fit for Nick Foles, because I think Nick Foles could do everything but the running part.
I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me on the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.